Christ our light, thanks be to God. The Lord is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. 3 days our world was broken, the Lord of life lay dead. Take up your cross, he told us, who followed where he led. Would we now hang in torment with thieves on every side? Our Passover shattered, our hope crucified. 3 days we hid in silence, in bitter fear and grief. 3 days we clung together where he had washed our feet. 3 days, and on the third day the women came at dawn. His tomb, they said, was empty, his broken body gone. Who could believe their story? The dead do not arise, yet he walks among us, and with our own eyes. We've seen him at this table, we've shared his bread and wine. Hearts burning bright within us, we've seen his glory shine. 3 days our world was broken, and in an instant healed. God's covenant of mercy in mystery revealed. 2,000 years are one day in God's eternal sight, and yesterday's sorrows are this day's delight. Though still Christ's body suffers, pierced daily by our greed, yet death has no dominion, our Christ is risen indeed. Worthy is the Lamb to receive all glory and honor and power. Alleluia. We give you thanks and praise, God of power and sovereign over all, the God who is and who was, for you have taken power into your hands and have entered upon your reign. The nations have raged and caused destruction, but the day of retribution has come. Now is the time to judge those who have died. Now is the time to reward the prophets who served you and your beloved who revere your name. The time to destroy those who destroy the earth. This is the hour of victory for our God, the hour of salvation and power, when God's anointed begins the reign of justice. For the accusing prosecutor has been overthrown, who day and night accused humanity before God. Conquered by the sacrifice of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for their love of life did not prevent them from laying down their lives out of love. So rejoice, O you heavens, and all you that dwell therein. Give glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb to receive all glory and honor and power. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of Peter. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just one for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death in so far as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He ascended to heaven and sits now at God's right hand, with angelic powers and rulers subjected to him. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe that my Redeemer lives, and that on the last day I shall rise from the earth, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. Alleluia, alleluia. It will not be some other being, but I myself who see him, my own eyes shall look upon him, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. I believe that my Redeemer lives, and that on the last day I shall rise from the earth, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. Alleluia, alleluia. Whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit. Pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Alleluia. O gentle shepherd, you are the living bread that came down from heaven. Free us to share all that you give us to sustain and nourish life. O gentle shepherd, you gave your flesh and blood for the life of the world. Free us to use our hearts, minds, and bodies to become bread for the world. O gentle shepherd, you reveal yourself as the way and truth of eternal life. Free us to embrace your way of life with its loving, forgiving, valuing, including, and serving others. O gentle shepherd, you sent the apostles to proclaim the good news of God's all-inclusive and unconditional love. Free us to share this love with all those we encounter, especially those whom society, culture, and religion exclude or oppress for being different in any way. O gentle shepherd, the universe celebrates the glory and beauty of your resurrection with every sunrise, the sprouting of every seed, and the birth of every new life. Free us to live mindfully and in harmony with Mother Earth and all of Earthkind. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Good and gracious God, Creator and Ruler of the universe, in every age you have called human beings to develop and use their gifts, talents, and abilities to contribute to the common good. Help us to do the special work you have asked from each of us, so that we can join you and the rest of Earthkind in the ongoing work of creation, where the power and glory of your love is revealed, now and forever. Amen. May the God of life and light, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless us and grant us peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thanks be to God, Alleluia, Alleluia. O Queen of Heaven, be joyful, Alleluia, for he whom you have humbly borne for us, Alleluia, has arisen as he promised, Alleluia. Offer now our prayer to God, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, Alleluia. For our love is truly risen, Alleluia. Let us pray. Holy, immortal, and mighty God, you have brought joy to the world by raising Jesus from the dead. By the prayers of Mary, his mother, and of all the myrrh-bearing women, Raise us up with Jesus, and bring us to the fullness of life. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.